Okay, drum roll please. Beat on a desk or something. That actually sounds like a drum. Anyway, hello and welcome to the new revived Starfeed podcast for anything and everything spaceworthy. This is our test run, our first run since March. Maybe or may not this will make it on the air. I am Fire29. I am your gracious host. Here with
Greetings, folks. I'm Mr. Ferb, co-host, I suppose.
Hello, I'm Lekic. I am a guest, I guess. I'm a top forum contributor.
Hello, I'm Lava. I've recently returned to StarMade, and I'm a guest also.
Rex.
Hello, I am Rex, and I am Rex.
And
Shepard.
he is currently on a cell phone or something, so he probably won't be saying much, but who cares to hear his terrible voice anyway? Okay, moving on.
Ouch.
Shots fired.
Shepard.
So yeah, going on, I guess we should say something about each of ourselves. Like I said, I'm Fire29. I'm a moderator on the StarMade website and chat room. Outside of StarMade, I'm pretty much your average computer nerd who plays video games and can do some programming, but I'm not great at it. And I guess that's about it about me, Furby here. And yes, I'm gonna call you Furby for most of this podcast, so get used to it.
I suppose I'd be following in Fire's footsteps. I'm also a moderator for the StarMade website. I enjoy very pointy spaceships. I long for the day when one can freely ram two Titans and/or two planets together without killing the game. And I spend most of my time not playing StarMade, drinking tea while watching StarMade chat. It's a very comfortable lifestyle. I like it.
I prefer Kool-Aid, but other than that, I'll agree.
Yeah, I'm on a kill all sugar diet. How about we have a couple words from the guests?
All right. I'm Lekic. I am a just a normal forum member. I have not ascended to mod ship like the other two. I have top forum contributor because I have no life and make lots of posts that are popular for some reason. I draw stuff from the game sometimes. That's about it for me. How about you, Lava?
Well, I have not been around for a little bit in StarMade. The last thing I did that contributed to anything was I was the commander of the United Gaming Space Command, which is a very old faction. And currently, I'm working on a few secret projects. Apart from that, I usually just sit in the StarMade chat whilst designing sketches for ships.
You know what? I do believe I remember the UGSC a long time ago.
You might
Back
have.
on the old website.
Yeah, it's definitely on the old website still.
Right, let's see. First topic for the first run. Well, let's do with what the most recent changes to the game have been, including the new crafting system. I played around with it myself, and it seems not very organic, actually. I like the concept behind it, and I think it makes sense, definitely 100 times more sense than the old crafting system. But I think that there's a couple of changes in usability that could be made that'll actually benefit it, making some sort of built-in tutorial to the system to where people can just look at it and automatically know how to use it.
Well, personally, I've always thought that StarMade, you should spawn on a planet with nothing but the not materials. Well, yeah, essentially the materials to build your own sh like ship, and then grow on that planet. and then to start exploring space. I know it's a space game, but it would be more of an interesting kind of tutorial, I suppose.
That's extremely true. Have a little bit of Gerbil Space Program in there.
Yeah, I suppose that's where I got the inspiration from.
Well, it's been a very long time since the last one of these, so we can discuss the weapon update as well.
That's something I'm interested in, but once again, have no clue on. I've not really kept up with updates. I am confused by most of the things. I like to spend my time with cosmetics more.
Oh, you're going to love the new weapons.
Yeah. You are. Great.
What have we got?
I could give you a simple rundown.
A simple list would be lovely.
Alright, you've got the four basic weapon types. You've got cannons, missiles, beams, and pulses. And you can combine any of the four primary weapon types to change their behavior. Like, say, if you want something to be rapid fire, you can link a cannon computer with cannon modules onto an weapon, and it'll increase the rate of fire at the expense of, you know, damage per round. There's all effects and effect modules that you can add in and link as a tertiary that will affect the weapon deals damage.
For example, there's EMP, which drains energy from the ship as opposed to dealing damage. There's Ion, which does shield damage instead of hull damage. There's Overdrive, which allows you to do a large amount of extra damage with vastly increased energy consumption. There's push, pull, and stop, which affect ships hit with the things, as their names would describe. There's punch through, piercing, and explosive, which punch through and piercing do extra damage to hull in different ways, and explosive adds an explosive effect, like a small missile, to the damage.
Stop, Pete.
So basically, every weapon's become kind of interlinked with every other.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
A very basic system of crafting your own weapons out of different parts, per se.
And there can be different combos you'd like. Like, I've seen a lot of combos people have put on ships is slightly faster cannons. Like, they're not a 1-to-1 cannon ratio, they're like 2/3, so it fires kinda faster. So there's like unique partial weapon combos as well.
I've also seen a ton of use from the different missiles, and it ends up that they are extremely, extremely versatile. I mean, between lock-on, heat-seeking nukes, rapid-fire, filling the skies with swarm missiles.
That kind of leads on to logic as well.
It's very satisfying to use missiles.
Yeah, as I was saying, it kind of leads on to logic, I suppose, because there's this that you can fire missiles with a press of a button. What do you think about that coming to the hotbar in ships? You think it'll become cluttered or not?
I'm actually a pretty big fan of having everything be usable from the hotbar, but I'm also a fan of ships with a lot of different complex systems. Like, say for example, you have a capital ship, you know, battleship size, something that you could freely go out into space and not worry about it being, you know, not self-sufficient. It can sit there and kill a pirate. But in order to do that, you got to use all of the, you know, 15, 20 tools on board your ship. And maybe your ship's large enough to where you can't fit those tools on your hotbar. which means essentially you would need the buttons outside the hotbar for anything over a certain level of complexity.
That definitely makes a lot of sense.
Which would open up the path towards AI crew within ships instead of just extra ships with AI. Perhaps even crewed capital ships with human players being able to use more manpower to increase the strength of a vessel.
I definitely think StarMade should become more of a team-playing game when it comes to larger ships.
Yeah, I agree.
I think one of the things that I fear the most about Logic is it being left as is, not connected to many of the other game functions as much as it could be. Thankfully, Scheme has already started to change that.
I was going to say, there's always room for improvement, I suppose.
Definitely. The way that the docking connects to the Logic, to where whenever something is docked next to an activation module, it activates it. That's got to be one of my favorite changes ever since Logic was implemented.
Yeah, I've been using that function to make a multi-shot Logic gun that fires, like, Disintegrator or Hardened Hull if you play with collision damage on.
Ooh. Seems Warsong has joined in the channel. Greetings.
Hey guys. Half the chat is moderators.
As it should be. As it should be.
I feel outnumbered.
As you should.
As Rex you should. And Jukebox aren't really here to assist very much.
Actually, I was wondering, this is the podcast thing. Are you guys actually doing that now recording-wise, or...?
Yeah. We're recording. Fire is right. Recording, but he's away for some reason.
Fire pressed the record button, introduced everyone, and then decided to leave us all alone.
Yeah, so we've just
possibly the worst idea.
Yeah, we've just been slowly discussing the new weapons. Lava, you can color weapon projectiles now. So you can have, red lasers and blue lasers and green lasers and whatnot.
Next episode, blue laser.
Next episode, yes, sir.
All right, this is the part you want to cut out?
Yeah.
No, it isn't. You leave this kind of stuff in. This kind of, back and forth bantering kind of stuff. People love that crap for some reason.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's you make a clip show that's entirely just banter, and people will sit there and favorite the hell out of it.
Well, you know, people love it to an extent, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Everybody loves Ferb.
There you go.
That sounds like a hit show on
the TV. That sounds like a sitcom.
That's the one.
Oh, don't worry, it is.
Everybody loves Ferb.
Oh, that Furby.
Get back on topic here.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about the upcoming FTL?
I love the sound of it. However, I hate the sound of it for fighters.
Meh.
I'm on the fence about it because I don't really have any information on what it's going to be. There are a ton of different ways to put FTL into the game. I mean, heck, nearly every sci-fi franchise has some form of fast travel, and they all put their own spin on it. There's just so many options, and I can easily see some of them working and some of them not. I think we're going to be experimenting with different forms and balance of FTL for quite a few months.
From what I understand, what they plan on doing is implementing several forms of FTL and then leaving it up to the server which ones you want to use and leave enabled, or enable them all, let people go crazy with it. Currently, as it is on NAS, We do have a form of FTL. We have a, you know, kind of a jump buoy that you can set out. You go up to it, you give it a special command, and it sends you to another jump buoy somewhere else, pretty much instantaneously. But that's entirely scripted.
Personally, I feel that there could be a good reason for FTLs. However, I feel like it should be a large ship. So, like I said, for the fighter thing, if there are a bunch of fighters, I feel like they shouldn't get a FTL drive, purely because it could kind of ruin combat in StarMaid for me, I suppose, for me at least.
It would add a lot more use to carriers for carrying, like, a bunch of docked fighters and then warping, which would improve fleet mechanics, I guess.
Well, fleet mechanics also is, like, the main point of factions, so that would probably improve factions as well.
And I am back. I guess no one has failed yet, causing me to have to restart. Yes, stuff happened. I wish I didn't have to go either. So no failures yet. Wow.
Yeah, no, we've failures. Just been discussing a couple of upcoming and past game mechanics.
And Warsong joined.
I see. Hey, War.
Hey.
I think the current topic is the upcoming FTL. Yes. And how that could affect the game. So yeah, carriers being used. That's going to be... it'll be interesting seeing how people handle ships that don't necessarily add a ton of combat advantage, that are more utilitarian, when they have limited manpower available to them. Like if a faction has 5 people on it, and they know there's going to be engagement at a certain distance, do you want to bring a carrier with you just to be able to warp in a bunch of small ships?
Well, see, that's where the defensive strategy comes. Comes in with carriers where you have a ridiculous amount of turrets, at least. Or the point of the fighters is to defend the carriers. So, yes, there's a lot of bad to it, but there's also a slight strategic advantage.
Even then, you still wouldn't need to bring a carrier, though.
That's true, you could warp in a small
ship with, like, because you have a small section. Bring a ship block, go over to a planet, and hopefully your people have a lot of whales. You could just spawn in.
Also brings up, oh shoot, I know the name of it somewhere in the back of my head. It was like, in one of the Star Wars prequels, forgive me for mentioning those, one of the Jedi starfighters had this ring-like construct that would attach around the end of it.
Yeah.
And it basically did nothing but, you know, warp. It would just enable a ship to warp.
Mm-hmm.
And you, you know, leave it behind someplace and pick it up later.
Yeah, that was the hyperdrive ring. I think that would make sense, especially for the fighters the prequels kind of showed off.
Well, there could be 2 types of FTL blocks in this example. There's reusable ones, which would use a lot more power, and so they'd be more like a big ship thing. And there could be single-use ones that would break after a single use that you could use if you needed to get a fighter in FTL for some reason.
Well, that seems like the most logical solution, I suppose. How do you think, would there be some kind of recharge on it, or not?
On FTL, I would hope that there would be recharge where people could just shoot themselves across the universe.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, just in case they implement it and just have no limit on it. Maybe it's limited by power of the ship as well.
Yeah, we want to get rid of the trouble of going a long distance, but we don't want to make exploration trivial. We don't want to make getting away from or into combat something that can be instantly done without any chance for someone else to fight back.
Yeah, combat would be pretty unbalanced if someone could, say, warp in, fire 10 super-powered Hulk, kill them, and then warp back out.
I'm a ghost.
Yeah, kind of a Wraith fleet kind of thing. Now, my issue with a lot of the different FTL models that people keep playing with is the fact that a lot of beginner players are going to have access to only just basic setups. They're not going to be able to create like a large ship that could use the proper FTL system. If you find yourself in a situation where you're just starting out on a server, and immediately there's somebody griefing the area, the spawn point, you need to fly out as quickly as possible. You need to jump out to someplace safe, and kind of build yourself up from there. The possibility of doing that with the FTL management keeping small restrictive ships, from being able to move out any further, that's a problem. I know when it comes to fighters and stuff like that, you do want to limit how mobile they are in the hyperspace situation, but how do you decide what a fighter is? That's the whole ship classification argument right there. So I think the way Schema is going to do it, implement multiple different types of FTL, and then let the servers turn on and off whichever one is suited to the server. If you're on an RP server, then you're not going to be able to teleport out a fighter. But if you're on a server that's just for building, you can teleport out of a ship block, the ship core, or a whole station, if you, depending on whether the build server allows for that or not.
Well, something else is, you said about the basics for a new player. What would you consider as basics now?
What you spawn with?
Yeah,
I feel like that's very under what everyone is using nowadays.
Yeah.
Not new players. New players are not using anything else but that.
That's a good point.
That's interesting. I didn't know this. Well, I thought with all the change in weaponry and all the new things like the FTL and all upcoming features, I'd assume that there would be more to the basic that you swarm with than just, what is it, a salvage beam, antimatter cannons, a core. And
the salvage beams are new. Stuff. You didn't used to spawn with those.
Yeah, that's true. You had to buy them from a shop, didn't you?
I think the point that Warsong's trying to make with that is how different FTL forms would affect people who are just getting into the game, who have no access to them. How are they going to move around a universe that's already been exploited and resourceless when they don't have a way to get to the so-called outer rim where good shipbuilding supplies lie? You're going to be stuck in the middle of crowded space with all these faction stations, half-ravaged planets, and pirates, and the only way they're going to get any money is through combat, which, with the starting blocks, is not very easy.
Trial by fire.
No. Absolutely not. No, the whole idea of a trial by fire or baptism by fire, for a new brand new character, for a brand new user, that's just gonna sit there. It's gonna cause them grief, and then they're just gonna leave the game and never pick it back up. And we want them to pick the game back up, but every server is gonna be different. I really need to stress that to everybody. What we're trying for, and I think Mr. Ferb put this best when he said it, was you have two people sitting side by side on laptops or desktop computers or whatever, and they're both running the same game. They're both running StarMaid, but they're on different servers, and the game looks and feels completely different. You look at the two different screens and you think, okay, this guy's on foot, he's doing a PvP arena kind of thing, and he just jumped on a little space bike and is running around and shooting stuff. And this other person is, sitting there trying to construct a massive, on kind of situation. We want that. We want the two things to be, separate, depending on what the server's role is. You log into a server that's specifically for fleet combat and you're a complete noob, and people go, well, hey, you might want to try a different server because we're all about fleet combat, and we give you money We give you access to blueprints, but if you're not, you know, ready for this, then, you know, you might want to try someplace else. You know, let's have the community be friendly about it. Not every server is going to be exactly the same. Just because the default settings come a certain way doesn't mean that what you're going to be doing on that server is going to be anything like what the default vanilla setup is going to look like.
That's a very good point. You already kind of see this with servers like Tectum Clementia. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, but that's how I'm pronouncing it. Servers like that, using the modifiable configurations and stuff, like gameplay on that server is vastly different from gameplay on, say, any other server running the vanilla config.
Absolutely agreed. And see, NAS isn't using the vanilla config anymore either. We've kind of outgrown it. We've decided to make bigger sectors, increase the speed limit. We're using the Doomsider daemon to enable our own FTL and create an ability to buy sectors. You know, factions can now purchase a sector, and the sector is theirs. Somebody else can come along and take it from them, but it's not going to be easy either. So these systems are already in place with some of the scripting, which is great. Schema did this specifically at request of several different of script, you know, working people to have more output for the console. There's so much output for the console, people have actually been asking how to dumb it down so that it's less quote-unquote spammy. But we want that, you know, console spam, because then we can parse that in a log file, and then we can do all kinds of really cool scripted stuff. And the cool scripted stuff that we do, it's starting to get integrated into the game. The Doomsider Titan Smasher daemon has integrated mail system. Now the game itself has integrated mail system, which, you know, pretty much nullifies the need for the daemon to do it at all.
Yeah, great. Which is great.
Yes. So FTL, that's going to be going next. Daemon supports FTL. There's other scripting systems out there that also support FTL of some sort. Those are about to get canceled out completely because, boom, you know, Schema's doing it.
Now, this brings up an interesting point. What's next for the daemon? The daemon, thing of yours. Do you have any new additions for it?
Future addition for it? I actually have no clue. I do know I've got a few future requests myself, but they're entirely self-serving and would do absolutely nothing to add to the game. They would be more making sure that, you know, what the moderator is able to see or the admin is able to see and do is a little more complete. I hate hacking. I hate acting on half information. And unfortunately, there's a few situations still where the daemon doesn't really spit out some of the log file components that I need to be able to prove that somebody really did something and say to them, hey, that's not cool. You know, this is why this is, you know, this action is going to be taken against you. You know, and people love to argue. So having a log file that allows me to say, wall, no, go away, that really helps me out a bunch. So what it breaks down to is, what's next for the daemon? You would have to ask Doomsider. I can get him in here if you'd like. We just need to summon him forth. I think it requires a pentagram made out of barbecue sauce.
You're never going to finish that pentagram.
Yeah, it's going to require a lot of A1.
So you need a pentagram of barbecue sauce for Doomsider. Let's see, for Yuki / Respa, that'd be made out of cheesecake, of course.
Of course.
Heathens.
Oh yeah, we're pagans all over the place, man. To summon me forth, you require two things. Marinara sauce and something really interesting just set in the middle of it. That way it attracts my attention long enough for you to, you know, sit there and vacuum back up the marinara sauce before your mom gets pissed off.
Yeah. useful information for all of the people in chat.
Well, there we go.
Memorize this.
That's how to distract War from beating you to death with the band hammer, or if the situation requires it, the band cannon.
Yeah.
Band cannon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the band cannon that fires holy band hammers. Yeah, you got to watch out for that one.
Holy hell. Yeah, that was a new development.
Ban it from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes we get told to ban somebody, and it's going to happen. So, that's the holy ban hammer cannon coming along and saying, this thing's been blessed, and it's going in you. Bye. So, yeah, no, okay. Back to the whole podcast thing here. FTL is going to be great. We're going to see more features, you know, coming into the game. What features would people like to see?
AIs of all sorts, from aliens to controllable ones.
Critters.
As there already are. Better ones, yeah.
Oh, I've definitely seen a lot of talk about AI, and I think that's going to be something that really changes the face of the game forever when it's put in full.
I was just going to say that one thing I personally want is better AI for, like, ships, or more specifically fighters being deployed from carriers, so you can deploy them out, they do their thing, wreck whatever they have to, and if they survive the battle, you can recall them back to their place in the carrier. That'd be something really nice.
Yeah, I'd add a lot more use to having AI ships, especially carriers.
Heck, let's not forget about procedurally generated races and actions.
AI.
Yeah, that was something I was thinking about as well.
I mean, you want to make people not bored playing single player? Hey, put in the elements of any, you know, X3/strategy game where you've got you and your entire empire against these other races.
I had seen that sort of thing was in development several months ago, but then it seemed to disappear into the nothingness of the secrecy of the Schema Cat, but...
The Holy Schema Cat.
I'm pretty sure he's got a couple books on AI written up so far.
I also think something like Alien Warsight or Alien Temple or something kind of along the lines of the AI faction thing. If there was something for players to go find for secret special loot, or how we have pistols, maybe it would give us a print for an assault rifle or something along those lines.
Well, you can already get that sort of thing in a pirate station. You can find some pretty interesting loot in those. But yeah, something else along those lines would be nice.
Yeah, well, more than just pirate stations. As much as we all love pirate stations and destroying them, something on planet would be great.
Well, or even underground.
Well, there are the temples and cities, which are currently kind of bugged in that pretty much every desert or grass planet will have a city or temple on it, because it generates them per plate instead of a per planet basis. So, like, there's 12 plates, and if there's a 1/12 chance of a city spawning on a planet, then a planet's pretty much guaranteed to have a city on it.
Oh, Pirate Warsong, you hear that? That's good feedback out here.
Well, yeah, and I
shall
love,
give this to Calberia.
No, I'm loving that, though. When I do go to a planet and I, you know, poke around at it, and I find cool stuff there, I'm ecstatic, because the little cities have one little plex storage box with some cool loot inside of it, and then the temples also have a cool little box of loot in it. You know, I love that. And people can base their factions off those new little cities. Remember Deathmark City? That was a fun place to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it gives yourself a sense of achievement, I suppose, to find all this cool little loot to upgrade yourself. But
yeah, like,
it needs a bit more of a challenge, I suppose, is what I'm saying here.
Well, yeah.
Traps or something along those lines.
We're going to Tomb Raider this. That's what's going to happen. We're going to create an entire labyrinth We're going to create an entire labyrinth underneath the town or the temple, and you're going to have to go in there and find it, and there's going to be like a bear, and you're going to have two guns and big boobs.
As long as there's one lava trap in it, I'm sure we're all fine.
So, you know the creatures that were hinted at a while ago? I think you can still spawn the crab test creature, can't you? With admin commands?
I've never tried.
The head crab, yes you can.
Head crab, interesting.
I think the procedurally generated, like alien creatures that live on planets will probably be added in with the universe update that comes along with FTL.
I don't know about that. I think it's going to be something that follows up. It's going to be part of the same update cycle, but it's going to be put in separately because the universe update is going to be, well, content-wise, I think one of the largest updates we've got coming.
Also, artificial intelligence are rather hard to program. So to add them to also this massive update would just be almost impossible, I suppose.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would like to see moons that orbit planets.
I'd like to see things rotate, like asteroids or something.
Well, we already had a kind of moon on the buoy.
It was, oh god, the fucking
pretty
buoy.
Much the planet every 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, every 15 minutes we would have the SR-7 buoy fall through the friggin' planet like it was Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. Right now, I really wish I could smoke in my office, but I can't. So I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to smoke one of these Korean weird things.
All right, have fun, Warsong.
And there goes Warsong off to learn that incense is not for smoking.
And right as he
that
left...
That was funny. Incense not for smoking.
I was about to say that 30 minutes of discussion on what's coming up in the game itself is interesting. We do have other things to cover, such as, perhaps, interesting ships that people have seen on the community content side of things. Has anyone seen anything interesting there?
Oh, you mean all of my ships?
Everything to me is interesting. I've been away for so long.
Have you guys seen Keptic's, I think that's how you pronounce it, Keptic's, his massive capital ship he's building?
The Sharon?
Yeah, the one that's, a kilometer and a quarter long.
Yes, I am a big fan.
I had a look at...
your mic is,
buzzing.
Oh, there it goes. Goliath offline.
I had a look at Delmont's Milanoo from Guardians of the Galaxy as a movie replica.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It was a really nice ship.
When I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, I saw that ship and I was thinking, holy crap, I'm going to have to try to build something like that. And as I was about to prepare to do that, I look and see that on the Twitter feed I have, because I'm following Mushroom Fleet and all them, I see that Delmont has made the Milanoo, and I'm like, dang it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. I was on the Twitter feed and I saw it and I was like, oh, great. all my plans were postponed.
The sign of every StarMade fanatic when you see a sci-fi movie and immediately say, I need to build all of that.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'd say nothing has rivaled the beauty I ever saw, and that was the god Betafish on NAS. And I've yet to find the owner of it.
I actually don't think I've seen that thing. I think I've heard you mention it a few times, but I've never seen it.
It was the most elegant ship you... And it was this artfully crafted bait. And it was just giant, and it was sitting at Nat's bar. Eventually got deleted, and the owner never came back.
Horror story.
I could cry every time.
I totally did not kill him.
Spooky.
Well, personally, I like looking at fighters because I feel if a person can do a good fighter, then they can do anything.
Yeah, working in such a tiny space to build fighters and stuff is a pain.
Oh, tell me, I'm building one currently as we speak.
I once tried to build a fighter that I like something that I'd not be ashamed of piloting or showing off, but could fit in just like a basic standard unupgraded dock. And I ended up with something over 100 meters long. As I gave up on little ships.
You failed.
Well, I have something around 50 meters in length, but 60 in width. It's kind of based around this. I can't really figure out what a fighter should be, especially since I don't know how things work in ships nowadays. Like, I used to be able to just build a ship in a few instances, put some weapons on it, and it would go, and it would just be great. Nowadays, as we've talked about earlier, all the weapons have changed, and I'm not sure how power has changed, and there's shield recharges now, as well as capacitors. So it's definitely a lot more difficult to build fighters more than it used to be.
I've seen a lot of great ships in the ship submission for the ship contest. I can't wait to see the trailer that's going to come out of that.
Yeah, I remember.
Is the trailer actually for StarMade?
Yeah, the trailer is for StarMade.
I remember several months ago seeing the original trailer that Bench made, and I was like, holy crap, because it actually seemed pretty professional, which it kind of was, because that's what Bench does for a living, pretty much. Even though not
I don't
looking.
Get why Bench hasn't joined the Shine team marketing yet.
I was actually about to say, I just brought up the trailer ship submissions thread, and he is now part of the Shine team.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard, Mr. Bench.
How can you welcome me aboard when you yourself aren't even part of Shine? Which, of course, I'm not either, so I have no room to speak, but still.
What are you talking about? We're the web team. We're the people rowing the oars.
This is true.
I just play the game. I'm not important. You're making me feel bad.
Now, so, I have to disagree with one thing there. I'm sorry about the wind. The players are the most important component of this game. Right? If we didn't have people like, you know, Bench being attracted by, you know, the amount of players coming in, you know, Yogg's cast, bringing in a whole bunch of new players, we wouldn't get these amazing builders. And Schema said it best when he said he doesn't build big ships. He made the game. People build big ships.
That is very true, I suppose.
And it's... You're right. Whenever we make boat comparisons, we shall now compare it to a passenger boat. Where the moderators get to do all the rowing. Schema is the captain. And everyone else just rides our backs to a bright future.
Sounds good.
Where are we riding in?
I like to think of it... what I like to think of it as is we're like the ship stewards. We're the guys who stand around looking cool in uniforms going, yeah, there's stuff going on the leader deck over here, and if you go into the buffet's open on, you know, the commissary over here, and, you know, there's a whole gambling casino underneath, and want to visit the boiling rooms, well, that's not going to happen soon.
Whereas there's a decent amount of people that just kind of sit at the bar and wait for everyone else there to do everything, gambling-wise, and watch other people. That's more or less what I do. For instance, like sitting in chat is kind of the thing. More socializing than actually doing anything productive.
Yeah, I've noticed that this is a very social community. Like, the chat is heavily used.
Yeah, the chat system tended to be a little more heavily used back in the day. It was kind of enforced on us. You know, we would have to log in, and chat would be bam, right there. It was especially annoying for new players who didn't need the exposure to certain people in chat. But
yeah,
at this point, it's going to be integrated. It's going to be reintegrated in a better way soon. So you can see that as being a benefit. It's going to come back up.
And through the chat and the forums, it has been fun over the almost now 2 years I've been around the community. As it stands right now, it's 1 year, 11 months, if I remember right. I've seen a lot of people come and go through the game, and it's been fun seeing those people come, make amazing things, and sometimes leave, sometimes stay. And watching the game grow from that tiny little game that you could really only ever find on IndieDB to the pretty big community it is now.
Well, at the end of the day, every person is capable of achieving amazing things in this game. It is completely endless.
Heck yeah. Capitalism in space, man.
And a lot of times I'll see a new player come and upload their first ship and see that they have a whole different way of building than anyone I've ever seen before. So it's definitely very diverse, too.
I have noticed how as soon as one person builds something in a way, then a lot of other people will copy.
Oh, yes. And it's not a bad thing.
Sure, some of those would probably end up being straight-up copies with nothing new, but a lot of those do have something new that their creator, which you'd call copycat, but whether you want to consider them that or not,
WG added something new
and creative to it.
Well, yeah, I was thinking more or less of each person puts their spin on things, so you kind of pick things up as you go, and then that increases your, well, how, I guess, beautiful your own builds become.
Now, I'm actually talking with Doomsider off to the side here, and he's talking about the Daemon. And he does admit there is one Achilles heel to the Daemon right now. It's the fact that once we have, you know, a good amount of people on the server, the CPU tends to go straight to crap. It does cause some slowdown. So thinking of rescripting the Daemon to Python. But he is asking for any ideas on new features. I think you guys, you know, think that should be added to the game that, you know, Daemon might eventually, you know, add in himself, seeing it in practice already. Helpful. Young man and his endeavors to make the game oh so fresh for everybody.
I believe it might be time for a new topic.
Before we move on, something I was about to say before you spoke up is I'm looking through the ship list for the trailer, and as of yesterday night, there were 282 ships submitted to him. Dang, I kind of feel bad for him at this point. And I'm seeing all sorts of ships here from people that I know from chat or wherever. Of course, there's Alex T. Great. There's one from Bench himself. A Crusade fighter. Several Daemon ships, on and on and on. And I'm kind of impressed at how many people have decided to try to help make the trailer. Okay, so yeah, new topic now. Go back to this little Google Doc we've got.
I am noticing some stuff here. I think everyone was talking about AI earlier, and we may have moved on from that topic, but it might deserve some revisit.
Yeah, we talked about AI for a few minutes. If anyone has anything to add on to it, they could, but I can't really think of anything else to say about it.
Docking. Just want the dang things to dock.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. They just need to be able to return.
That's kind of interesting for me, because chain docking recently was just updated, wasn't it? Or added into.
Yes. Well, chain docking already existed, but now we've got infinite chain docking.
Yeah. That could be incredibly abused.
The late to the abuse.
I don't know. I mean, having portions of your ship, which in and of themselves are complete fighters, commanded to dock and undock. It's like you come in with this big Gundam-style thing, and every single piece of it is a separate ship that swarms the enemy, then comes back. And then when it all fits back together, you might have a slightly damaged Gundam.
I like the idea, though.
I doubt we'll be able to actually get something as complex as that, but...
I definitely like the idea. I was just saying it could be abused.
Well, anything you can do with docking is going to cost some resources. If you're going to throw, 20,000 ships at the enemy, then you're going to run the risk of losing 20,000 ships or a server.
Most likely the server.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, we all think that Schema has optimized the game all he can, but he keeps proving me wrong.
He's optimized it a lot since I last played.
Yeah, I keep seeing people talking about how the game runs so slow on their admittedly piece of crap most of the time computer, and I tell them it's probably not going to get any better since Java in the first place is slow. But yeah, like you said, Schema keeps making it even more and more efficient. Of course, at the same time, he keeps adding more and more shiny things, so a lot of time it bounces out. So,
of course, you can disable the shiny things if you want, and
who wants to disable the shiny things? You want as many shiny things as you can.
Yes.
Which is why people on a build, Yeah, but if you're on a build server, disabling all the shiny stuff would be, conducive, because then you don't have, that's why you're looking quite right. And you turn off one graphical feature or another, and it's, oh, okay, that's fine.
Usually I keep that sort of stuff on when I'm building, because I want to see how the ship looks as people will see it while they're playing. With all the shadows and stuff, so I can see if the shadows lay right and all that to make it look menacing or however I want the particular ship to look.
I definitely think light plays a huge part.
Yeah, it does. I agree. But out of experience, building something in a well-lit, area with ventilation and all that stuff, eye protection, that kind of stuff, it's required. And when you take that, product that you've created out into the sunlight, it looks completely different. This needs to look a little bit different. I like being able to do that. And you can do that at your workbench. Then turn on all the graphical settings, and then boom, you see what it looks like, and turn them back off and go, all right, well, I've taken a screenshot of it looking awesome, like Crusade does. So now that I know what it's going to look like, adding on it here, that battle late or however.
So yeah, looking down our list, I see that we have a guest topic section here. So do any of our guests have something else they want to mention? Because I think we should probably keep this to about an hour, and we're at the 54-minute mark here.
Personally, I think that we've run over pretty much everything.
We haven't really covered much faction stuff.
So problem with factions is right now it's more or less there is not factions have more a tendency of going and playing on their own servers than kind of all meeting up on one and brawling, I suppose.
But there is one thing that broke that trend that happened when I was paying attention to it about a month and a half ago. And talk about this, we're probably going to take some people off, but who cares? So yeah, the Chaldean Republic fighting the Tartarian Empire.
I think it was an unfair battle. CR, you outnumbered TE, and CR was also using the overdrive glitch to do insane amounts of damage.
I think people are viewing it as a fight of honor instead of a fight of... I wouldn't necessarily call it fun, but a fight of testing out your designs and testing the game and providing feedback on how to make it better.
Well, see, that's where factions have come to nowadays. Where it used to be was, oh, this is laggy, this is glitchy, we kind of need help sorting this bug out. Whereas nowadays it's like, oh, you ticked me off, or you said this about me, let's shoot each other, kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm going to change that real quick.
That's pretty much how the CR versus T thing started. 2-9er ticked off a bunch of people, and things escalated from there. Until Leanson showed up from his big break from StarMade, and things started cooling off again, to my knowledge. But you've been talking about things I haven't really heard about, so I guess things did continue from there, but not as extreme.
Well, like I said, there's always things that people are going to get ticked off about, or shots fired, and words said, but some of the time it's handled a lot worse. I feel like it's more to do with, I wouldn't say a controlling factor, but with factions it's definitely if your person in command is a little bit immature, then usually the like fighting with words more than a faction brawl would come around. So that means a lot of forum posts instead of just having a war.
Yeah, during that conflict, the term form warrior showed up way more than it should have.
Why? They wanted to hold that whole, you know, battle on NAS. I told them, you know, basically that if they were going to try to do that, there was going to be a set of rules. There was going to be a set of guidelines, you know, so many ships, you know, things like that, to not just protect them, you know, make sure that there was a balance between a warring faction, to make sure that the server didn't have an aneurysm and burn out Iraq or something. So they both categorically, you know, just shot down the entire idea. I thought I had a pretty complete workup that would have suited both of them really nicely. You know, they would have been awesome team balancing like that. And the fight probably would have lasted a lot longer and been a lot more interesting. But they chose to do it this way. And it's because the game supports it this way. And I'm thinking to myself, well, it's going to change, guys. Still an early out.
Well, as well with... Nah,
sounds like he cut out there.
Sorry about that. It probably wasn't important. Don't worry.
Well, I think when it comes to battle, I assume that... Well, not assume. I suggest that servers, firstly, should be the ones that are... Yes, we're okay with a certain size. For instance, your fighters can be no longer than 200 meters in length. Just for lag purposes and crashes, like you said. As well as team balance is a huge, huge importance in factions. You can't have four people on one faction and 10 on the other, purely because that's not a war, that's a slaughter. Yeah. And then people decide to go brag about it afterwards.
Not necessarily.
From what I've seen and read, quite a lot of people decide to brag after wars, and most of the time it's not of their doing either.
Me and Ferb have seen examples that numbers do not matter. And most basically, over to Planet Side 2 that one day we were playing Ferb. about, oh, how many Team Blues coming after us when we held that base again?
Yeah, the numbers will factor into it. Like, this, the numbers do help, but there's, and this, especially in such an open sandbox game as StarMade, there are so many factors that affect how a battle will play out. Even in the environment. I mean, if you go by a pirate station and the pirate station dumps a bunch of damage on your shields as you're passing by it, that right there could be the difference between victory and defeat. There's so many things that add up to create the situation of combat, of a fight, that numbers could very easily just not make a big change. They obviously help, though.
Well, that's where the fairness all comes in, I suppose, where if each team has to use a ship of almost equal statistics, then numbers might come into handle. For instance, a player pilot is much more useful than an AI at the minute.
Right. And that was one of the things that kind of weirded me out about, you know, categorically shooting down my proposal for them to do it on NAS, that I was offering to spawn in the ships for them and everything. I was going to sit there and actually give them their tools of war, you know, have their fun. But they just, you know, they just shot it down because they didn't, quote unquote, restrict placing a whole, if you leave sector of engagement, you know, beyond, you know, like a ring out, if you go too far out away from where you started the fight, then you lose. You lose that sector. Whoever's, you know, combating in that area can just stop. Because you're ringed out. This person has taken over. Done. That part of the fight's already, because you're too dumb to be able to, from moving in one direction.
So, yeah, I guess we're about done here. We're at the hour and 2 minutes mark here. Anyone have any last things to say before I shut down recording and probably post this on the chat before or after, rather, a few modifications?
I would just like to take a couple seconds and have everyone do a moment of silence. All hail the Great Gray One.
All hail Bye. The Great Gray One.
Amen. All hail.
Hail.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
See ya. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
So, yeah, this has been the revival of the Starfeed podcast. This is the first episode. It's been kind of rambly and not perfect, but I guess we can work on some things. And also, if you're listening to this, you could be on this show, because obviously everyone here now may not be here every episode, so we do need more guests. So, I guess try to private message me or Mr. Ferb, aka Furby, on StarMade Chat or wherever you can get in contact with us. I guess that's about it. See everyone next time.
Remember, chat, this is your fault for bringing up all the nostalgia.
Yeah, I agree.
Stay classy, chat.
Bye, everyone.